Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Great pleasure welcoming on SBS in Australia, Olivier Bancou, the leader of the Chagos Refugee Group. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us about the latest developments. On the 22nd of November, the UK missed the deadline to return control of the archipelago to Mauritius. What was your reaction?
As you know, the decision of the advisory opinion of 25th of February of the International Court of Justice was very clear. What had been done to Mauritius and to Chagos is unlawful, and that the UK did not have any legitimate right to continue on his occupation, illegal occupation. But as you know, up to now, they always been occupied illegally the Chagos archipelago. Following that, we have also the resolution took on the 22nd of May this year, where it has been clear we have the support of more 116 countries who support Mauritius again, only six to UK. And the resolution was clear that we gave 6 months, which ended on the 22nd of November, to the UK to put an end to all the suffering of Chagos and to stop his illegal occupation of Chagos and return back to Mauritius. But unfortunately, as you know, they always continue to make a violation of human rights charter and violation of human of charter of United Nations and human rights rights. And since that, we have been organizing a very big demonstration in front of the British High Commission to just ask the British that it's now time to put an end. And the world says that they need to move out from Chagos, because as people who were born there, as people, as natives, we have the legitimate right to live on our birthplace, and Mauritius need to have the control of Chagos archipelago. But unfortunately, as you know, they themselves, the UK government, just behave like someone who do not respect for their own institution. They don't have any respect, and it's a very sad, very shame for them not to respect the decision of United Nations General Assembly, together with the decision of International Court of Justice. Yeah, and this is why we have been protesting, demonstrate in front of the British High Commission. But we are planning to do many things more in order to force them to leave Chagos as soon as possible.
And in the middle of the election campaign in Britain, you've had the support of the Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who said it was very important to return the islands. And you've also met with Boris Johnson a while back when he was foreign minister. Can you tell us how did that go?
You know, I got this opportunity to meet with Boris Johnson when you then the foreign secretary. Unfortunately, it's someone who we cannot trust. It's someone who would take things not serious. And our only hope, both for Mauritius and for Chagos, is to find someone like Jeremy Corbyn as prime minister. Because all our hope is on Labour Party, who have been clearly, even in his manifesto, mentioned that he will return back Chagos and allow Chagos to be able to return as all human beings living peacefully on the birthplace. What we said that we condemn the position of the UK together with the US for not allowing Sagosian to live on the bus, whereas other people can live and work on our bus.
For the people who are listening here in Australia, tell us briefly about the Chagos refugee group that you founded way back in 1982.
Yeah, the Chagos refugee group was founded in 1983 with the aim to fight for the welfare of the Sagosian community, encourage our young for education, and of course to be able to return back to our homeland, which we have been expelled for more than 50 years. And we started with legal procedures in 1997, and carry on. We still have ongoing cases, and we never give up. The most important is about the fundamental rights of our people who have been banished for many years. And we have been working with the Mauritian government since 2015, where we took decision to bring the matter at a very highest level in the United Nations, following to the International Court of Justice. And now there is a resolution, and our next plan is to go on Chagos very soon. At the beginning of next year, we are planning to go. We will go as native. We will go as children of parents who were born there. And we will see who will prohibit us to enter our birthplace.
And you, Olivier, yourself, you were born on Perros Banos way back in the 1960s. Can you recall how it was? You had to leave when you were age four.
I was only 4 years old when I was supposed to be removed from Chagos. I don't have a very good memory. I myself, as you said, I was born in Perros Banos. According to everyone, my mom and dad and all my family, life was peacefully, and we have our way of living, which is we live like one family. Most of the people were working in the copra industries, and after that as we are surrounded with the sea, we used to go fishing, and it's a sense of sharing between each other, and we have our culture, we have our tradition that we can't accept. We cannot accept how could British government encourage people to promote culture, where Sagosian culture is trying to destroy it. This is not good. This is unfair. This is why we're still claiming our right, our culture, everything, give the opportunity to our children to breathe the oxygen of Chagos Archipelago.
Olivier Bancou, thank you so much for coming on to SBS Radio in Australia. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.